I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Sergeant Jake Engel from the Missouri Highway Patrol, and we are talking about celebrating the holidays responsibly. The holidays are here, and there will be plenty of opportunities to celebrate with family, friends, and coworkers. How can we celebrate responsibly?
You know, that's right, Tom. And it's all, Thanksgiving behind us, but in Christmas, you know, we're looking forward to Christmas, but it's all really one big holiday season, traveling to see family and friends. And a lot of times those plans include alcohol. You know, people are going to be celebrating with family and friends, and that's great. The key is to have a plan in place. If you know you're going to go to a family gathering or something and alcohol is going to be present and you might indulge, just have that plan, you know, a place to stay there or a hotel or a designated driver, whatever the case may be. But it's all about just thinking ahead, planning ahead, because the last thing we want is for tragedy to strike, someone to, you know, leave, get involved in a traffic crash or something like that. And then, you know, not only is that tragic and can be costly, not only in injuries, damage to your vehicle, but it could cost you your life as well. So it's all about being responsible and having that plan in place.
What are some of the other consequences for not celebrating responsibly?
Yeah, you know, just talked about, you know, what it can cost you. I mean, literally, you know, with injury or with your life. Some other consequences, you know, if you decide to consume alcohol, intoxicating beverage, or be impaired in any way, whether it be by drugs or alcohol, get on the roadway, strike another vehicle, you know, it could cost someone else their life or injure someone else. And that can come with not only the guilt of living with that for the rest of your life, but also some liability issues there. Not to mention, if you choose to get behind the wheel impaired, opportunity to meet a member of law enforcement, and that can be costly as well because, you know, we're going to have zero tolerance. And I'm speaking for the Highway Patrol, and I know I speak for other law enforcement agencies. There's just zero tolerance for driving while impaired, and the consequences are stiff. We will arrest you, and you will go to jail.
How can you avoid those issues?
You know, once again, being responsible, having that plan in place. You know, it's not worth, not only is it not worth what can happen on the law enforcement side of things, but like we talked about, injuries, injuring someone else, hurting yourself, killing someone else. I mean, and we see it, you know, we see it. This isn't something that, you know, we're waiting to have happen. It happens all the time. It happens far too many times. So it's about being responsible, having a plan in place, and then executing that plan and sticking to it, you know. And whether that be have someone with you that's the designated driver, whatever, to keep you in check, whatever it takes, what we don't want to see is that person get impaired and get behind the wheel.
If you are hosting the party, do you share some of that responsibility?
You know, I'm not a lawyer. My job is on the enforcement end of things. But, you know, if you're hosting a party and you're supplying alcohol, someone consumes that alcohol and leaves, you know, there's the potential that some liability could attach there. So it's about, you know, I know I keep saying the same word over and over again, but it's about responsibility, not only for you hosting the party, but for those attending the party. And really what it's about is having a plan in place, and maybe it's an understanding. If you're hosting that party or whatever, there's an understanding. If you're going to consume or become impaired here at this residence or at my party, you know, having those rules or those plans in place ahead of time. And that way it just takes all the mystery and the guesswork out of it.
It sounds like having that plan to help yourself and others when drinking and driving for celebrations is a good idea. If you are on the road and you see others that seem to be intoxicated or impaired, what can you do?
Yeah, well, you know, you have a great point, and we depend on the public. We couldn't do our jobs without the public support. And I can't tell you how many arrests are made, how many impaired drivers are taken off the road because someone else called that driver in and said, hey, I think something's going on here, whether they see him weaving or they actually see him consuming while going down the road. We get a lot of people that report impaired driving to us, and we make up a lot of arrests doing that. And really, you know, people, it's important for people to call in because not only could they be saving their own life, they could be saving that person's life in the car that's impaired, or that car could go on down the road and strike someone else. And, you know, and I always tell people, you know, stop and think about this for a minute. Do you have kids on the road? Do you have loved ones out there on the road? You know, would you want them to be put in danger? And that's why it's just really important to call and report these things when you see them, whether it's somebody weaving, like I said, or just something's not right. You can dial *55, and that'll get you to the closest troop headquarters. Or if you feel it's an emergency, you need to dial 911 and report that, and we're going to get a trooper on the way. You know, or if we don't have a trooper close, you know, we're gonna coordinate with other law enforcement to try to get a car out there and get that person off the roadway.
That is Sergeant Jake Engel from the Missouri Highway Patrol, and this is Cop Talk.